Hi everybody, welcome back to the Post Call Gaming Grand Rounds podcast, where the clinic team for Post Call Gaming talks about the latest gaming industry news and updates us on what they've been playing recently and the type of games that they've been seeing.
The Funky S is an interesting console. It's not a true replacement for the retro console you regularly carry, but it does serve a unique enough use case that it can't be defined as a gimmick or a one-trick pony. Where the Blaze was expensive for its size and had far too limited a game library for which you could play, the Funky works by the nature of its even smaller physical dimensions, which make it something reliable to carry with you, even though its biggest flaw, its battery, heightens the anticipation for a model refresh. Harkening back to the classic GBA SP design, the Funky S has a nearly fully full-featured input set. The console comes in a clamshell design that comes with four face buttons, a D-pad, two shoulder buttons, start and select, and a function key, which permits you to access system-level commands. While it's a bit cramped, the arrangement is surprisingly workable for short gaming sessions on the go. That said, the buttons can be finicky, with the L and R buttons being the most difficult to consistently press. The packaging comes with additional plastic parts, with which you can swap out the D-pad and face buttons if you so choose. I personally went with the classic Famicom color arrangement for the face buttons, but wish that the box had included the dark gray D-pad that comes with the gray console, and the official wiki has a simple tutorial that shows you step-by-step how to make the swap. Make sure to invest in a good screwdriver to avoid stripping the two small screws that sit in the back of the console that you'll have to take out. This small, compact console comes in three separate colors at the time of writing. Gray, atomic purple, which is akin to the original GBA color in its heyday, and transparent purple. I personally have attached to my keychain, and I regularly take it out when I'm on the commute or in the hospital. There's nothing like a short bed of Pokemon Crystal and hanging out with my Totodile while keeping socially distanced from everybody else on the train. Games-wise, the Funky can emulate up to the PS1 era, the latter surprisingly functional, though the lack of analog sticks and physical L2R2 buttons can become challenging. The bigger issue will be the screen. Small as it is, it can be hard to make out text in certain games that are really meant to be played on a TV set. While Game Boy games will display readable enough, even at a distance, PlayStation games can be a challenge, especially with what I've noticed to be the most comfortable scaling option, cropped, cutting off edges of the screen that you need to see for most gameplay scenarios. A number of early backers, myself included, have also noted that the screen can be a bit rotated by a few degrees in the first initial batch, which makes the viewing experience doubly frustrating at times. You won't be left wanting with the sound though. Despite being small, audio comes through crisp and clear, and the games sound as good as you remember them. Be aware that there is no headphone jacker option for the Bluetooth audio for the conscientious or private gamer though. People looking to tune into their favorite melodies from their old games from the past might be forced to get through them in silence. Stepping back, I'm in love with this little machine. For the asking price, it's a steep barrier to entry, but the promise of future updates, with the most recent already permitting users to have more options with their Sega Genesis built-in emulator, among other noteworthy updates, makes this a product to look out for in the future. Revision 2? Anybody?